Sophista Pop, baby, baby, you can't stop. You know I like Sophista Pop, baby, baby, you can't stop.
Because that's what we called Rye, who we just heard, Aaron, Rye, before the exclaimed song of the week, Sophista Pop, baby, you can't stop, like Dirty Pop, like Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God, have you heard the new Justin Timberlake album?
I've heard the racial controversy that's taken place as he used and abused the community of hip-hop and pop and all that to make himself famous before announcing to white people, don't worry, guys, I'm back to normal, back into the woods. That's kind of how I've heard his new stuff framed, Aaron.
Oh, okay, well, I'll tell you what I think. The album is called Man of the Woods.
Yeah.
He describes it as a country record made with 808s, which is funny to me. But it feels like a contractual obligation. It feels like a bit of a farce. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe you're right. It feels like one of those things where you have one more album left in your deal, so you need to make something, and you just make something ridiculous. And I feel that this is like a farce. Like, it's not, I don't think this is him showing his true colors.
That's interesting.
I think it's really like I can do whatever I want, but you need this album. Here it is. I might be wrong. I didn't look that up or anything. I was just like listening to it, I just think that makes more sense to me, and that to me is fitting with his personality.
You give him the credit of not having define himself within hip-hop culture as a career move, but rather because that's where his heart and soul was, and that now this is the career move, is the country album.
And I don't think he'll do another one like this. I think this is just funny.
Yeah.
I think like he was like
a sly, wry joke that people won't necessarily think is such?
I think so. That's my take on it. I mean, otherwise, it is probably very disappointing.
I mean, when you think about it, he's done everything, you know, from NSYNC and the pop world. Okay, championed that. Then he went into, you know, the Timbaland era production and Sexy
Timbaland
Back and My Love. He produced the new album?
Yes.
Wow. All right, well,
he worked with him. I don't think he produced the whole album, but he produced a couple of the tracks on it.
Okay. I mean, but it's just, to me, where else would you go if you're Justin Timberlake? If you're a business, you know what I mean? You've got the fast food. You've got the delivery food. What's next? TV dinners, you know? A grocery store. You're just trying to expand your market. He's got the pop. He's got the hip-hop. He's got the dance. Now he's got to get the country, and those are your biggest markets in music. So, I mean, if you're the business that operates Justin Timberlake's career, you're thinking, this is the only place that I have left to go other than worship music, which is maybe the next step.
It
fits in with what you're saying. If you're saying that this is a contractual obligation that he has to record an album like this, then I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding you by saying so, but then, you know, that's the contractual obligation, because now we got to make this last set of money on this last demographic we haven't hit yet. So do that, and then you're out of your contract once we've got them buying our stuff.
I wasn't even thinking that it was that strategic. I was just thinking it was him sort of giving them the finger and being like, fine, you want an album? Take this.
Oh.
Knowing that it would, like, really sort of throw people off, right? Because,
so he,
I don't, but he's raised in Memphis, Tennessee, so maybe his heart is country, you know? It's just hard to believe.
Because of who he's been the last 15 years, 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Sophista Pop, baby, baby, we can't stop talking about it. Coming up on the Earshot Charts as we enter the single digits, we talked about freak heat waves last week. They're mounting a pretty big cross-continental tour. Still not coming to the great city of Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, although they will be in Vancouver. They're up to number 9 from 17 on Beyond XXL. That's their record, released on Telephone Explosion. After Freak Heat Waves, we'll hear Bahamas. I played you everything to everyone last week. And then we're going to hear some Weaves. Weaves, the one of these three artists to drop in the charts. They were at a number two slot that Where Do You Go But Up there, now down to seven. Bahamas up to eight from 10. And Weaves, Aaron, I'm going to say that was your favorite album on the top 20 last week. Is Weaves Wide Open?
Yeah, it was definitely up there. Yeah, you can say that.
And you wanted it to win the Player's Prize this past year.
I did.
But it didn't.
The Player's Prize process, it was so interesting, and I learned a lot. And I think that it was really great that they were shortlisted, and Lito won, and that was the person who should have won last year's Player's Prize. But for sure, I was rooting for Weaves. It's a really interesting process that we could get into one day.
I think I'd like to. Piece by piece, three songs by three songs on the Earshot 20. Here's a three shot, Freak Heat Waves, Bahamas, and Weaves as we break in towards the top six. Three new artists in the top 20 this week on the Earshot 20.
It was my greatest thrill. But we just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. See you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free, said some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let them see you. You through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free.
And number six on the charts is Nap Eyes with I'm Bad Now on You've Changed Records. Nap Eyes is, of course, another Halifax band. I'm a big fan of Nap Eyes. The album actually isn't out yet, but Thought Rock Fish Scale was the second album, was nominated for a Polaris Prize in 2016, and I loved that. And this follow-up album is what I've heard of it, because I've only heard the pre-sale song. Sounds great, and the album's out March 9th.
I played a couple songs on my show this week. It's an interesting record, and some really kind of, I said something, I can't remember who I said this about last week, some John Darnielli, some Mountain Goat style singer-songwriting, and some fun little walks on the solo guitar. A lot of very rustic, this is what Justin Timberlake wants to be, is Nap Eyes. This sounds like a man of the woods, right?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Jonathan Richman influences to me as well.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the soft kind of drone-y voice.
Yeah.
No?
I can't really pin it down. I think it is the vocal delivery, mm-hmm. and it's sort of how it's juxtaposed on the music.
Up a huge 35 from last week, from 41 to 6. And Aaron, like you mentioned, not even out yet. It's Nap Eyes on the Earshot 20 from I'm Bad Now.